If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Guys, it's time once again for our court-ordered nice time. It's Feel Good Friday.
Yay.
Yeah.
Are we going to not cry this week? What's the...
I don't think my story will make anyone cry.
I don't think mine will either.
But it is sweet.
All right. You want to start?
Sure. So this is... A story about two men who met on an airplane. They were coming home from a construction conference, which I don't even know what that means. Very different ages. They're kind of like father-son aged.
Okay.
And the father-aged man, his name is Ed, he was like, "You're so great. I think you should meet my daughter."
Whoa.
What?
So he set... This kid.
Shut your mouth.
Kevin.
Oh my God.
Ed said, "Kevin, I think you need to meet my daughter." Kevin and Ed's daughter, Beck, are now engaged.
Stop it.
And her ring has their flight number engraved on the inside of it.
What?
Yep.
Would you date someone that your father met on an airplane? I know it's Feel Good Friday. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I have to.
Why would you date anyone from an airport?
Disgusting.
From a construction conference. Like,
but
what?
That's probably why I love the story so much. But it's just like, you can literally, you never know where it's going to come from. Okay. Her dad came home and said, "I think you should meet this guy." And she probably rolled her eyes and was like, "You're insane, but fine." Or looked him up on social media and was like, okay.
He's kind of cute.
And now they're engaged.
Love actually is all around.
So true.
It's a lot of pressure for us dads.
Mia, if you're listening, I'm never doing this to you.
You should try.
No.
But she's
gross.
Older.
You don't pimp your own daughter out. But sorry, it's Feel Good Friday. Yay!
What he means is he met this kid and he was like, "I like you so much. It'd be cool for you to date my daughter." That's amazing.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
My story is out of China.
It's not the time thing where we do the accents, so just everybody
right,
relax.
Fine. So this is, China just made history by reversing diabetes with stem cells for the first time ever.
They reversed it.
In one patient, I think this person had type 1 for 33 years, and it's already been over 33 months as well since the patient last needed insulin.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So they get... What is it, your pancreas?
Yes. Whoop,
that's the thing.
So
that's
it's
like,
reversing the patient's, like, how it's attacking itself. So they use their own stem cells to be
their
like.
Own?
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I also ask, and maybe like other people don't know, type 1 means what? Is that what you have?
Yes. So that is what I have. And.
That you're born with that one.
Kind of. It's kind of genetic because like I wasn't diagnosed until I was 8.
Oh. Right. Okay.
So it can just kind of appear whenever.
Okay.
But my pancreas creates the cells that goes to create insulin, but my body attacks them.
Got it.
So it can't get to that point.
So that's type one is your body's just doing.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
And type 2, you can develop
from
like
unhealthy
habits.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. So hopefully we'll see some more.
So they're going to try more. They're going to do more trials and whatnot. And
so in like 10 years, you could be like, yeah, I'm
cured.
That would be so cool.
You won't beep anymore.
Aww.
I'm so used to you kind of beeping.
And me saying, you can just ignore it.
Yeah. I'll go, if you don't mind, because your stories are always so heartwarming that I think we should wrap it up with yours.
Okay.
Hurricane Harvey.
Okay, well, remember, this is Feel Good.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Hurricane Harvey ripped through Texas towns in 2017.
I was going to say that felt like a long time ago.
Yeah, a family in Corpus Christi lost their dog. Their dog, Blue, the hurricane damaged the fence and Blue was gone, panicked during the storm. A family was driving through Waco, Texas, stopped at a rest stop, and inside the rest stop bathroom was a little dog. So they took the dog. This was just now. So what is
that? The dog has been in the bathroom the whole time.
Rest stop bathrooms. Don't ask, don't tell. They took the dog to a vet. It was chipped. And lo and behold, it was Blue. And Blue is back home with his family after 8 years.
Wow.
He lost so much time with it.
I know. And he's got some stories to tell.
He's like, woof, woof, woof.
Yeah. My story is out of England. Nottingham, England.
No, boys.
All right.
Sorry. There was a couple. They were renovating their house. This is something I'm a big believer in. I don't know if Slacker is or not.
Right.
But when they're renovating their house, they found a note that had been left in the wall of the house over 30 years prior to that.
Whoa.
It was written on a toilet paper roll, just like a piece of cardboard. It said, ow. My name is Emma Waddingham. My birthday is February the 4th. I was born in 1982. I am 7 years old and nearly eight. And the note kind of just went on to say, I live in this house and we're renovating it. Now these new owners found this note hidden in the walls, which I'm a big believer in. Anytime you move, you gotta leave something somewhere.
Do not do that.
Yeah, sign the wall or you do something. You leave a little mark. Huh. So now the new owners found this roll of toilet paper. Decided to look up Emma Waddingham on the Facebook there. They found her and were like, hey, we found your note. Emma doesn't remember writing the note, but she does remember the house and goes, oh, I remember that house. And I had this and this and this. And now they're kind of, they're friends now.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Did they find her like in a rest stop bathroom? Or?
She has some stories.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.